Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The exploitation of Sudanese women, a manifestation of capitalist epidemics. Translated. Since the conflict began in Sudan in April 2023, under the supervision of America, which unleashed the Rapid Support Forces, RSF, against Muslims in northern Sudan, acts of genocide, population displacement, and violation of women's dignity have persisted without interruption. Muslims are being forced to flee their homes to protect their faith and honor, with no ally to assist them, and while disbelievers escalate their crimes. On November 26, the United Nations issued a report published by Al Jazeera Net warning of a quote-unquote widespread epidemic of sexual violence targeting Sudanese women. The report described the scale of such assaults as quote-unquote unacceptable. Indeed, O Muslims, an epidemic of violence against dignity. Can you imagine a world where the exploitation of virtuous women by the dregs of the earth becomes a rampant epidemic? Have we fallen so low? Where is the spirit of Al-Mu'tasim, who mobilized his armies for the sake of one woman who was harmed? We do not lament past times out of hopelessness, whether we weep for them to stir your sense of honor and awaken the strength and zeal among you. Will you not rise in anger? Only men can protect the dignity of women. The United Nations and the international system are the root causes of this calamity, and the absence of Islam from governance and life has given disbelievers the green light to openly violate our honor without fear of accountability. As engineer Ismail al-Wahwah, may Allah have mercy on him, stated, quote, Western civilization has a crowded calendar. Liberal capitalism and the dominant global system excel at creating crisis and disasters, and they also excel at celebrating them. They celebrate International Human Rights Day after destroying humanity and its rights, Mother's Day after depriving women of motherhood, and Children's Day, while the number of dogs in the West surpasses the number of children. They mark the International Day for the elimination of violence against women after surrounding women with suffering, the International Day of Peace while waging colonial and senseless wars, and International Literacy Day after obliterating minds with the media that falsifies facts. If we do not put an end to this, we will reach a point where even the entire calendar year will not suffice to accommodate these celebrations of the Western civilization's success in creating human tragedies. They may even celebrate multiple occasions in a single day, morning, noon, and evening. End quote. Reports by the Associated Press revealed that most complaints filed by women subjected to sexual exploitation in exchange for survival services, such as shelter, food, water, and medical care, implicated workers from organizations like Médecins Sans Frontières and other humanitarian entities, as well as local support forces. Last month, the UN Independent International Fact-Finding Mission on Sudan documented an escalation in sexual violence, including rape, sexual exploitation, abductions for sexual purposes, allegations of forced marriage, and human trafficking. Yet no real efforts to push these perpetrators or stop this epidemic are visible on the ground. The head of the UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs merely remarked, quote-unquote, the world must do better. Capitalism, which has emptied humanity of spirituality, severed its connection with the Creator, and enslaved individuals to their desires. It is the driving force behind the violation of women's dignity and their exploitation in wars. It is the same capitalism that has turned the world into an arena for conflicts serving the private interests of powerful states, igniting wars that have killed millions globally to perpetuate its violent expansion. From the genocide of Native Americans to today's massacres in Muslim lands, capitalism thrives on bloodshed and justifies any means to satisfy desires, erasing self-restraint and undermining the dignity of the oppressed. To put it plainly, the violation of women's dignity and their sexual exploitation occur only in the absence of Islam and will not cease until Islam returns to governance. Nothing but Islam can safeguard women's honor and protect their dignity. O Allah, grant us a righteous, strong, and sincere leader who will lift this oppression and preserve the honor of our sisters and daughters everywhere. Indeed, the Imam is a shield. Without him, nations gather against us like the vultures over a feast of orphans. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. And those who have wronged are going to know to what kind of return they will be returned. Surah Ash-Shu'ara, Ayah 227. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.